So the Rambam here in the Koseres says, Hochos chametz umatze, yesh b'cholon shmona mitzvos, shalosh mitzvos aseh, v'chamesh mitzvos laaseh, v'zehu pratan. These are the mitzvos. Shelo lechol chametz b'yom arbas, or mechatzos hayom ulamala. There's an issur d'orais of achilas chametz on Erev Pesach, from chatzos and up. Number two, lahashbis se'or b'arbaasar, to be mashbis se'or, to cause the chametz, or the se'or in this case. Interesting that the Rambam uses the term se'or, to cease to exist. Language of Shvisa. Number three, shelo lechol chametz kol shiva. You can't eat chametz on Pesach itself. Number four, shelo lechol taroves chametz kol shiva. You're not allowed to eat a mixture of chametz all 7 days. Five, shelo yira'a chametz kol shiva, that it cannot be seen. Six, shelo yimatzei chametz kol shiva. Number seven is lechol matzah b'leilei pasach. Finally, one of the mitzvahs aseh. And number eight, lesaper b'tias mitzrayim be'oso halayla. The Rambam using that expression, be'oso halayla. The Rambam begins with a flourish. Kol ochal kezayis chametz pesach mitchilas lo chamisha sarad sof yom echad ve'esrim benisan b'mezid chayiv kares she'ne'mar ki kol ochal chametz v'nichrasa. So anybody who eats a kezayis of chametz on Pesach is subject to which penalty? Chayiv kares. And in that way, the Rambam makes sure that you understand that the iser chametz really stands out from other machalos asuros. B'shogeg chayiv korban chatas kevua. Okay, that's a standard halacha, that anything that you do b'mezid, where you'd be chayiv kares, b'shogeg there is a korban chatas, okay, what we call chatas kevua. Chatas kevua means that it is a, what's kevua?
Established.
What do we mean by that? There's an, it should be contrasted with what, Daniel? I mean, you're right, Avi, but okay, so who gets to choose? What do we call that? Yosef, where do you get to choose? Whoever said you have a choice in a korban? Okay. Well, we have a korban ola v'yore. Does that ring a bell to anybody? It's an, Avi? Excellent. So it could be an animal, it could be a bird, flower. Excellent. So korban ola v'yore, this is a korban chatzas kavua, that's what we mean. Has to be from an animal. Echad ochel, not only one who eats chametz, but ve'echad ha'memacha v'shosa. What's memacha v'shosa? Very good. Exactly right. Okay, so the Rambam here is explaining that it's not just a standard version of achila, but even an unconventional version of achila that can carry along with it in Isser Kares. Okay, so the Rambam is trying to make a point. Macha v'shosa? Shlomo, just a little louder?
Actually, you blend it in like a smoothie.
Nice. Chametz smoothie. So, that's a Chiyav Kares. You'll enjoy it, but you'll be Chayav Kares. So the Rambam begins with a flourish, that there's a Chiyav Kares associated with Achilas Chametz on Pesach. Okay? Halacha Beis. HaChametz Pesach Aser B'Hana'ah Shene'emar Lo Ye'achel Chametz Lo Ye'hebo Heter Achila. Chametz is not just Aser B'Achila, but what's the second element of the Iser Chametz? Go ahead, Daniel. This is an Iser Hana'ah. Because the Pasuk says Lo Ye'achel Chametz Lo Ye'hebo Heter Achila. So even if you don't eat it yourself, but you would just sell it to somebody else for purposes of eating, and that individual may go on to eat it, and you would benefit from the sale. Excellent, Yehuda. So that's restricted. Now, it's important for you guys to realize that normally every Isser Achila carries along with it an Isser Hana. That's the Gemara in the beginning of the second parak, the statement of Rabbi Avoh, as a matter of fact, that Kol Makom Shenemar Bal Tochal Bal Yochal Bal Yochlu, anytime that the Torah restricts Achila, there's an automatic implied Isser Hana, unless the Torah specifies that something is actually Mutter B'Hana. Like, for example, a nevela, non-kosher piece of meat, there's an Isser Achila, but there's no Isser Hana'ah, because what does the Torah say about the nevela? Very good, Shlomi, go ahead. V'ager asher b'sherecha titnena v'achala. So the normal way to learn out the Isser Hana'ah would just be to say that it's in Isser Achila, so it automatically has an Isser Hana'ah. So what does the Rambam do here? He cites a separate pasuk, lo ye'achel chametz. Lo ye'achel. Again, not lo yochal, that would mean eating. Lo ye'achel, nobody can eat it as a result of a transaction that you make. So that's what we call not the generic iser, hana'ah, but an iser prati, a specific iser. that chametz is unique, not just because it has an isser hana'a, but because the isser hana'a is derived from a separate pasuk, lo ya'achel chametz. It means that the isser hana'a by chametz is a different than the generic isser hana'a. That's very important. Okay, so not just aser be'achila, chiyuv kares, not just aser be'hana'a, but the isser hana'a is unique to chametz. It's based on a separate pasuk. This happens to be the limud of Chizkia, lo ya'achel chametz, lo yehebo heter achila. V'ameniach chametz b'rishus of a pesach, afal pi shelo achalo, over bishnei lavin. Somebody who leaves chametz in his rishus on Pesach has automatically triggered two lavin. Who's going to just tell me in advance what they are? Dani? We're going to have to discuss, is there a difference between the two of them? Shenemar lo yirelecha se'or b'chol gulecha, v'ne'emar se'or lo yimatzei b'vateichem, bal yira'eh, bal yimatzei. You are not allowed to see the chametz, you're not allowed to possess the chametz. So somebody who actively is meniya chametz b'rishuso b'pesach, he violates these two lavin. Okay, v'isra chametz v'isra ha-se'or shabo mechamtin echadu. This is a very complicated statement, and the Ravid takes issue with it. We're not going to see the Ravid inside in the interest of time, but the Rambam says this doesn't only apply to chametz, which is aser be'achila, that's normal food, but it also applies to what? To yeast, to the fermenting agent, okay? The davar ha-mechametz. Okay, isra chametz v'isra ha-se'or shabo mechamtin echadu. That is one integrated Isser. And if you go back to the Koseris for a second, where the Rambam developed what are the eight mitzvos midaraisa as they apply on Pesach, and the second one, I already noted this, the Rambam, when he speaks about the Isser Achila, he speaks about the Isser Chametz. Shelo le'achol chametz b'yom arbasar mechatzos hayom olamala. The third halacha there, the Rambam says, shelo le'achol chametz kol shiva. But the second mitzvah here, lahashbis se'or be'arbasar, what is the Rambam switched from? From chametz to seor. So what do you make of that, Yehuda? When the Rambam discusses the Isser Achila, he's discussing the Isser chametz. But when the Rambam discusses the mandate to eradicate chametz from your rishus, what does he mention? Not the good. Why ben zion?
To extend that, it doesn't have to be full chametz already. It could even be like, before it's even
made. Okay, that's one way to look at it. Very good. And Daniel, another possibility? Beautiful, beautiful. That the focus is less on the thing that you would normally eat, but on the, what creates the presence of chametz. Se'or is what creates the presence of chametz. Okay, I think that's a very, very powerful idea. I think your diok is probably correct. Can't take a shvuah d'oraisa on that, but it seems that way to me. Third halacha: Ein aloka mishum lo yirav lo yimatzei elim kin kana chametz pesach ochimso. It's true that there's an Isser Ba'ira Ba'imatzeh for anybody who leaves over chametz in his rishus. But what's the only time somebody's going to get malkos? If it's a shlomi? Lav sheyesh bo maisa. There has to be a maisa associated. So what's the maisa? A few possibilities here that the Rambam mentions. Yosef?
Either make it or buy it.
The acquisition itself or the creation. Now, again, you could have been machalik and said creation. That's for sure a maisa. Acquisition, maybe not so much. But again, here, for the Rambam, as long as there's an active component to it, then it could be a lav sheyesh bo maisa. Otherwise, if it's just meniach chametz b'rishuso b'pesach, what would the halacha be? You'd be over the iser d'oraisa b'yira b'yimatzeh, two isurim d'oraisa. But what would you not get, Tani, if there was no active component? There would be no, if there's no maisa, there's no acquisition, there's no production of chametz, there would be no malkos. Excellent. Very good. Avalim hayelo chametz kodem ha-pesach, uva pesach velo bi'aro, ela hinicho berishuso, afol pi sha'avar al shnei lavin, despite the fact that a person actually violated two distinct lavin, meaning ba'ira ba'yamatzeh, eno loka min ha-torah mibnei shelo asa b'maisa, umaken oso makas mardos. What kind of malkos do you get? Not Malkos Midaraisa, but Makas Mardus. What's Makas Mardus? Jacob, what's Makas Mardus? What do we use Makas Mardus for? Well, here you violate it, so we're not saying, you know, you might do this, we're going to beat you to a pulp. Okay, so maybe it's a deterrent. I like that very much. Avi? Ooh, that's exactly what I was looking for. So is this on a Durabanan level? Because what did you violate?
You violated the rights of
You violate an Isser Daraisa, but you can't get the Onesh Midaraisa, because what was lacking in this case? There was no Maisa. There was no Maisa of acquisition. There was no Maisa of creating the Chametz. Okay, so it was a Lav She'ein Bo Maisa, but we don't want the person, apparently, to get away scot-free. So this is just another example of the uniqueness of the Isser Chametz. This is really what I'm trying to drive at today. Yes, there's an Isser Kares. Point number one, which is very significant. Not all machalos asurs have an Isser Kares. Number two, there's an Isser Hana'ah. And not only is there Isser Hana'ah, but who can review for us? The Isser Hana'ah is different than Isser Hana'ah in general, Shlomi. Why?
It's an Isser Prati.
Exactly right. It's an Isser Prati. And not only is there an Isser Hana'ah, but then the Rambam goes on to say, Chiddush number three, there's an Isser Achila, there's an Isser Hana'ah, and then there is an Isser of Shehiya, of possession of the Chametz. And not just is that a chiddush in its own right. Nobody said it's usur to, let's say, have a piece of nevela or have a piece of treifa. Okay, you could be, you know, a michshol to have around. May not be a good idea. But it's not a specific isur. There's no isur balyira balyimatzeh in those cases. So not only is there a chiddush of there being an isur of possession, but it's a double isur. Right? That's a chiddush in its own right. And we said that applies not only to the thing that you would normally eat, but it applies even to the seor, the davar hamechametz, Yehuda. Excellent. And now the next chiddush that we're coming to is that even if there's no active component, it's a lav she'ein bo maisa, because you just didn't get rid of your chametz. What's the next chiddush? Beautiful, Binyamin. Well done. Excellent. See, not everybody has the Rambams, by the way. You want to have the Rambam makes it much easier. But nonetheless, excellent. Chametz she'avar lav pesach aser behanaya le'olam. What's chametz she'avar lav pesach? Wants to define that, Donny? It was subject to the Isser Balira Balimatse. And not only is it Asr Be'achila, but what does the Rambam say? It's Asr Be'hana'a, and it's not only Asr Be'hana'a, but it's Asr Be'hana'a. Oh my goodness. What a chumrah. Udavar ze knas hu midivrei sofrim. What's a knas? It's a penalty, right? Mipnei she'avar al Balira Balimatse asruhu. Ve'afilu hinicho bishkaga o ve'ones. Normally, when do we give somebody a penalty? They do it on purpose. So isn't this a mechudash area? It's not just an Asr Be'achila, it's an Isr Hana'ah. Not just an Isr Hana'ah, it's an Isr Hana'ah La'olam. It's not just an Isr Hana'ah La'olam, but it applies even to a situation of ones. There's nothing you could do. What a remarkable knas, right? It doesn't fit into the normal pattern of knas. Kedei shelo yaniach adam chametz birishuso v'pesach kedei shehana bo achar pesach, because we're so concerned that people are not going to take the Isser Chametz seriously at all. And that concern is sufficient to generate this knas, which is a very, very unusual and surprising level of chumrah. Okay, so let's just review the Rambams that we saw today, Aleph through Dalet, really an introduction to the Isser Chametz. The Rambam said, how many mitzvos midaraisa are there in Hilchos Chametz Umatzah? There are eight. Tell me the three mitzvos asay: the mitzvah of achilas matzah, erev tochu matzos, the mitzvah of sipor yitzias mitzrayim, and what's the iser? What's the mitzvah asay that applies to chametz? What do you have to do to the chametz? Lahashbis seor, you have to get rid of it biyomar basar. Let's go through the five isurim. You're obviously not allowed to eat chametz on Pesach. You can't even eat chametz on erev Pesach mechatzos hayom ulamala. Number two. Number three, you can't eat tarobes chametz. And what are the other two isurim? That the balyira and balyimatzeh. The Rambam starts his presentation to Hilchos Chametz Umatzah by saying that somebody who eats chametz on Pesach if he eats a kezayis is over an iser kares. If it's done b'shogeg, it carries along a korban chatas kavua. And this isn't only true of achila; it's true of Mimacha Vishosa as well. There's no kares associated with Hana. You know, is it okay, guys, if I just take another minute to do Chazar and then I pay you guys back on the other side?
Yes.
Okay, thank you very much. I appreciate it. So it's not just an Isser Hachila, but it is an Isser Hana'ah. It's not just an Isser Hana'ah Klalis, it's an Isser Hana'ah Pratis. From which Pasuk? Lo ye achel chametz, lo yehe bo heter achila. You cannot cause it to be eaten by somebody else, even if you don't eat it yourself. So I sell it to Shlomo, maybe Shlomo's going to get to eat it, but what Hana'ah did I get? $20. I got some Hana'ah from the Chametz. Okay, that's very important, that there's an Isser Hana'ah which is specific to the Chametz. Okay, which is specific to the Chametz. The next piece that we spoke about was the Isser Bal Yira'a Bal Yimatzeh, that possession of the Chametz triggers two different Isurim, and that's true not only of the Chametz, but it's even true of the Davar hamechametz. What do we call the leavening agent, Avi? The seor itself. Very, very good. Now, does that mean that a person is going to get malchus automatically for possession of chametz? No. What do you have to do to get the malchus? You have to produce or acquire the chametz on Pesach. Let's say you just leave it in your rishus. Are you going to emerge scot-free? What are we going to give the person? Another surprising halacha. And what's the status of chametz that one possessed on Pesach, one didn't take the trouble to get rid of it, or one wasn't able to even? It's considered akiva? Beautiful. Aser behanaya la'olam, and this is a knas, but a knas which we take very, very seriously. We apply it not just to somebody who did it amazing. Normally, we're only going to give a knas to somebody who did something on purpose. This that didn't happen on purpose. This was even ones or shkaga, and yet we're going to apply the knas of chametz avra la Pesach. Nobody is allowed to benefit from this particular chametz. Excellent, guys. We're going to try to do this every Thursday or so, not typically on Friday, but we had the double period. So now we're going to come back with Hashkafa.